This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Tension in the South China Sea after last month's decision in favor of the Philippines' claims to territories in the South China Sea. China is now appearing to step up its presence there with a so-called invasion force of Coast Guard ships and a large number of fishing vessels. China's President Xi Jinping has publicly stated that the islands being built in the South China Sea by China are not for militarization, but new satellite images released by the Center for Strategic and International Studies show aircraft hangars being built on those islands. Peter Dutton is professor and director of the China Maritime Studies Institute at the U.S. Naval War College. Peter Dutton, is this a case of creating facts on the ground, except it's not ground, it's water?
Oh, it certainly is, John. I have to tell you what I'm about to say is my personal views as opposed to official. But what we're observing is the unfolding of a Chinese strategy of incrementalism. It's an explicit strategy to dial up the pressure and then to try to stabilize things for a bit, then dial it up some more and stabilize as China is attempting to assert more and more control, physical control over the South China Sea.
It is the case that the places where China patrols regularly and has a presence are far outside the treaty agreed to territories. Isn't that the case?
Well, that's right. China has extended its reach far into the South China Sea, and it makes claims based on history and other sorts of legally objectionable approaches to claiming the water space. And that's been confirmed by the recent arbitration decision. The Philippines won. These are Philippine waters around the region that China is trying to control there.
And so this is just not a toe over the line kind of thing. This is very provocative. And if it continues, it's hard to see where this is going to lead.
Well, what's unfortunate really is China had a choice to make. After the arbitration decision was announced a couple of weeks ago, China had to choose either between finding some way to accommodate the decision and to accommodate international law, or to escalate and use coercion, use force, use its outsized power in the region to get its way. And unfortunately, it's chosen the latter. It's chosen, I use the term escalation, some might say confrontation, but it's essentially dialing up the pressure, and increasingly so, not just in the South China Sea, but in the East China Sea as well, to try to get its way.
Does the volatile leader of the Philippines seem likely to take the bait here and create a real international incident? There are plenty of signs that he's actually a little bit daunted by the prospect of going up against the Chinese.
Well, I mean, with good reason. The Philippines is a much, much smaller country with very few resources, similar to what the Chinese can bring to bear. And so what the Chinese are doing with this, you know, incremental approach of dialing up pressure, including the recent hangars that you mentioned that seem to be built, is they're just changing the balance of risk for the countries around them. Increasingly, the Philippines would be at risk if they tried to assert their rights under international law.
What about the U.S. Navy? The U.S. Navy patrols in areas that are enforcing existing treaties and would be likely and could conceivably actually patrol in areas that the Philippines would be too scared to go.
Well, the United States, the military has said that very clearly. Secretary Ash Carter has said that the United States can and should go anywhere that international law allows. And the United States Navy has the capacity to take care of itself in the region. Additionally, I don't think the United States is going to start fighting other people's battles in the region at the same time. But we're going to make sure, as I understand the policy, the United States is going to make sure that what we take off the table is the use of force, the use of outright conflict to resolve the situation. And that means ensuring that China's escalation doesn't get out of hand.
Peter Dutton is professor and director of the China Maritime Studies Institute at the U.S. Naval War College. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You bet, John. Thank you.